It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah.
Welcome, Archive Friday, y'all. Hope you have some good weekend plans. First weekend of spring. Get out there, enjoy it if you can. Taking you back to, I don't even remember what year it was. I think 2019, I think, actually. I think it is. It was a special day. We brought Scotty's family in to celebrate his 25th anniversary. not with one of his wives, but sorry. With the show, a special day. Here we go. As you know, it is a very special day here on the show.
Celebrating 25 years of Scott Roadkill McMullen.
That is exactly why I told my wife, time box, cremation, bang. For me, that's just me.
I don't even care if you're sleeping. Jesus. I'll light you on fire wherever you lay.
Roadkill, this is your life in radio.
And that is the kind of love.
It's different when your family's here.
Yeah, right? Oh, it's not so funny. When your mom is behind you going, you said that.
Maybe you should always think that they're listening.
Oh, my God. I can't believe he said that. And your mom and your dad, so nice. Like, they're the nicest people on the planet. And there are times, you know, in the past when Roadkill has come at me particularly hard. And like you said, you'll get the call later in the day.
I think that his wonderful sister, Susan, has maybe always said, Scott, what did you say to Laura today? Maybe you hurt her feelings. And thank goodness for Susan, who I think makes him call me after the show and say, I'm sorry for what I said.
Look at his mom. Yes, thank God for Susan. Oh, my God. Thank God for Susan. And I will get the call, and he'll go, yeah, I was kidding, right? You know that. And then I'm like, so did Susan call you? Well, yeah. Yeah, she called me.
She heard.
She would call a lot sometimes, like when Laura started out. She'd be like, will you let the girl leave her alone?
Right.
Let her grow?
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to officially, now I think we have microphones.
Who
has the microphone? Do you have one, sir? I'm going to start with you, the patriarch. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the famous, the infamous, Pat McMullen is in studio. Yeah. Good morning, sir. How are you? Pull that microphone right up there. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Nice to see you.
Same here.
Now, how was the limousine ride, right? Aces?
Quite unique.
Excellent. Yeah.
Who gets picked up at 6:30 in the morning?
I know. When we were arranging, thank you to Great Bay Limousine for taking care of the McMullen family. But I called and I talked to his mom and I said, so they'll pick you up at 6:30. Ooh. Okay. I better be ready. Well, thank you.
And we were nervous that the girls weren't going to. We're like, ooh, are they going to get up in time?
Yeah, right.
They just went to bed like an hour ago.
Everybody's here. So can I ask? I just want to go back to the story that Laura referenced on the air. Did he dig holes in the yard? That was a true thing? That really... Do you remember that?
Not really. No, yeah. I don't remember Scott digging many holes anywhere.
Yeah.
We had later on, like, we had a pool, but before then, there was a tree there with a little sand thing, and I think the chickens started a fire in the chicken coop, and you ran out there and fell in the hole, and that's...
He's right. He's right.
Okay. You know what I love?
Okay.
Judy, do you have a... does she have a microphone? Because she's looking over at your dad going, remember? And she's like Valerie. She's like, don't you remember?
I do remember very well. In fact, I entered the chicken coop on my knees after stepping in his damn hole he dug in the backyard.
Oh, my God.
Only hole he ever dug.
There was no more hole digging after that.
I think what he's saying is he didn't do a lot of work.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I wasn't a big fan of outside.
And your mom, who is as nice a woman that exists on the planet, lovely to see you, Judy. How are you? Good. How are you? Are you all right?
Very good.
All right, good. Yes. So it's a big day, right?
Yes, it is.
When he first came here and started working here, did you think, what did you think? Maybe a few years? What did you think?
Yes, I thought maybe a few years. He wasn't sure what he wanted to do.
Right.
But it's worked out great.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you think that he was going to pursue that business management?
No.
Mom and dad gave me a very good life lesson. So I graduated, didn't really know what I wanted to do, let my hair grow out, playing in bands. And then I came home one day and mom and dad were like, let's talk.
Yeah.
We'd like you to go to school. And they're like, listen, if you're going to college, we're not going to charge you rent.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Rent? What do you mean rent? I went to college.
I went to college. Yeah. Okay, so everybody has headphones on here. So now we have some friends that wanted to be a part of the day that couldn't be here in person, okay? Because I learned about this. Truth is, to be honest, all cards on the table, I learned about this on Monday. All right, because I don't know the dates, okay? So by then Monday, well, we kicked it into gear, okay? And so we have a few friends, like I said, that wanted to join in the show. And I'm going to start off at the top, okay? And here is a message sent to you. Now, some of these are videos, and we'll collection of the videos for you, okay? But the first video message that we want to play for you is from New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, who is in Colorado.
Okay.
So this this was taken and sent to us from Colorado. Okay, and here's the governor of New Hampshire. This is Governor Chris Sununu.
Hey, Scott, it's Chris Sununu just wishing you a happy 25th anniversary. That's unbelievable. 25 years down at the station. That's great. I was talking to Greg. He said he's going to get you an awesome vacation as a big thank you for putting in 25. What?
I didn't say that.
A commendation.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's not an awesome vacation. I misunderstood. A commendation.
Right.
It's better than a vacation.
Right.
From me.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think you probably should have gotten the awesome vacation, but I'll do the commendation as well. At least we can do for someone who's put in 25 years. Keep up the great work, buddy. Congratulations.
Well, that's very nice.
That's very nice.
And then there was another video right after. I don't know if you know who it is.
Hey, congratulations on 25 years of making people smile and laugh a little in the morning, making their commutes a little bit easier, including mine. Congratulations, and here's to 25 more.
That is the first lady of the state of New Hampshire. That is Valerie Sununu. Is that nice? He blushed. Head down. As soon as he heard her voice. Head down. All right, so we are Facebook Living this, and you might want to, there's a reason we are Facebook Living this right now. Because I have something that was sent to me by the Office of the Governor, and I would like to read it.
Okay.
From the Governor of the state.
Official paper.
Yeah, this is the state of New Hampshire by His Excellency Christopher T. Sununu, Governor, a commendation in the year of our Lord 2019. Scott Roadkill McMullen says, whereas Scott Roadkill McMullen celebrates his 25th anniversary as a broadcaster in the state of New Hampshire, and whereas Scott was born in Barrington and is a proud lifelong New Hampshire resident, and whereas Scott has been a part of people's morning routines for many years and has been a constant contributor to the heavy metal music scene, and whereas, along with the members of Greg and the Morning Buzz, Scott has volunteered for thousands of hours to important organizations such as the New Hampshire Food Bank, the New England Organ Bank, American Heart Association, Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and many, many more, and whereas, throughout his career, Scott has worked in his own unique way to put a smile on the faces of New England citizens, even on their most difficult of days. Now, therefore, I, Christopher T. Sununu, Governor of the State of New Hampshire, do hereby commend Scott Roadkill McMullen for his hard work and congratulations to him on 25 years in broadcasting. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the State of New Hampshire, to be affixed on this 24th day of July, 2019. I want to make July 26th, 2019, Scott McMullen Day in the state of New Hampshire.
It's official. It's your day. It's officially your day.
Look at that. There it is.
That needs to be framed.
Holy crap.
Wow.
It's your own day, dude.
So, this is like official.
That's like, look at that. That's official.
This is the real deal.
It's going on the fridge.
Okay.
No. In a frame.
Okay, there it
frame.
Is.
Don't put that in the fridge. No magnets.
Okay. Yeah. Don't post. Don't put. This goes in a frame.
All right.
And that,
we'll get
my friend.
Get some Yeti sauce on it or something. Please.
Yeah. Let's
put it in a frame.
Amy, can you handle that for him? I don't want anything to happen to that.
But it's very nice. Skull and crossbones.
Oh, totally.
Frame.
So, you know what it is? Scott McMullen Day. Scott McMullen Day right here on the show. All right. We're going to take a break. There's more.
There's more.
We're just getting started, okay?
Oh, boy.
So we're going to take a break, and we're coming right back after this. Don't move.
He's come to work with an attitude for 25 years, and somehow he hasn't lost his job.
Well, I have a photo of one of the people in the studio right now. They do not know the photo was taken.
All right. You're nervous. I had a popsicle in my bum last night.
Wow. Celebrating Roadkill's quarter century of being a wise ass.
There you go. Thanks for hanging with us on the Buzz Archive Friday 24/7. We will see you on Monday.